Good morning, folks. This is Tyler Fleming. You're listening to Fire Rock. Fire Rock. Where we're diving into deliberate practice around fitness in an effort to become a lighthouse. And this morning, it's Saturday. Been up for a while, and I've had some thoughts in my mind, so I thought I'd share them, and maybe this will be the beginning of these episodes being a little bit quicker, a little bit less planned out, but insights into the process. So yesterday, got home with a box on the steps, and in this box was a watch. And this watch was a gift from my sister, who graciously shared with me a Suunto watch. And Suunto watches are a variety of the GPS heart rate watches that not only track your movement, but track your heart rate. You can share your training with other folks who use similar platforms. I'm just gonna call it a smartwatch. It's not like an Apple Watch, but it's has some capacity, a little bit more than your typical G-Shock. And it got me thinking, right? So I tried to set it up, and you know, you put your height and weight and age and all this stuff in it, and just off the get-go, you're able to see your heart rate, and you're able to see your calories that you've burned, the distance that you've walked, and how much you've slept if you wanted to do that. And this is a new thing for me. So my undergrad and master's are both in the arts. My undergrad, I studied the arts and humanities. And my master's is a master's of arts in secondary education. And I happened to take the physical education and health certification tests that allowed me to teach those classes. One second. Plastic and wrappers and all sorts of stuff he's not supposed to. And so these programs had a strong emphasis on practice and a strong emphasis on philosophy and the principles and things like that. Things that allow you to be able to adjust and make things happen in a wide variety of circumstance. But for me personally, they also invited me to maintain this idea that I didn't like numbers. I didn't like to talk about or think about money. I didn't like to think about math or all these things. And this hasn't always been true, right? As a kid, I was very curious and interested in math and science and things of that nature. I was actually in a pull-out program, a program where you're pulled out of your normal class and in this other class with other kids and do a lot of creative problem solving around math and science. And I was actually applied to a math and science high school, high school. But along the way, somewhere between elementary and high school, right, my curiosity around math and science was diminished. And maybe that's because of school, maybe that's just because of life, I'm not sure, but for whatever reason, I moved away from that and more towards the things that I naturally lean towards, which are the arts, which are the the creating the writing, reading, that sort of thing. And while I liked sports, it wasn't about the details of it. It was about the big ideas and just putting in the work, right? And so as I've grown older, there's been this hole in the game for me around numbers and around the details. And I've carried that into my teaching practice. I've carried that into my exploration of fitness. I've carried that into my finances. I've carried it into a lot of things. And it's been a couple years now that I've been trying to work in some more of those things, right? Trying to listen and watch and read books that relate to fitness, relate to fitness, but also relate to finances, relate to science, relate to math. One of my favorite courses in my master's program was actually a elementary math class, right? The basics of math and explaining where place value really comes from and working with manipulatives and that sort of thing. But again, that's getting to the basics, which I'm very comfortable with these big ideas, right? But when it comes to the, and to feel and things like that, but when it comes to some of the more the specifics, the details, the data points, right? The yes, no, black, white, did we perform or not? I'm a little more uncomfortable. And while that hasn't been necessarily my experience around movement in my life, right? It's very clear. The feedback loop is very quick if you get scored on as a soccer goalkeeper. If you make a wrong turn on a snowboard, the feedback loop is very quick because you fall, right? In climbing, if you make an error, I mean, I guess you might be able to muscle it, but ultimately, if you make a big enough error, you're going to fall. So it's not that I don't have experience in it, it's that I haven't been as open to the conversation as I need to, right? And so this watch, while it just a technical tool, right? Just like a app for whatever training you're doing or whatever the thing is just a technical tool, a checklist, a black, white, yes, no, did you perform or not? Checklist is just a tool, a technical tool. I'm wondering if sometimes those technical tools can be the invitation into an adaptive change that can help change our perception around a thing. Right. I also have concerns of getting obsessive about the numbers, right? And building up anxiety about the numbers. So, how have I got around that? I just don't do it. I don't have that conversation. I don't engage with those things. And the result of that is that, one, you may have data points, but you're not really sure of them. Two, you can't really reflect on them, so you can't get better. And three, when you fail, right, it seems to catch you off guard when all of the data points are there to begin with. All right, so this watch, it's a little invitation into some of the things that scare me. And as I dive into this exploration of fitness to become as anti-fragile as possible as relates to fitness and my expression of the human body, it's important for me to just break through that shit, become comfortable with the numbers. This is where you're at. It's not good or bad. It isn't a judgment of your character. Rather, it is just feedback for you to make adjustments. So maybe that's part of it, right? Maybe these things that create fear in us, right? Or for me, right, that I fear around, I viewed as feedback on my character, not as feedback for growth. So while we can read all we want about the importance of growth mindset and negative feedback and all of these things, there can still be things, and we can understand it logically, there can still be things that slide through those cracks that get at our emotions that we can't seem to wrap our heads around. And therefore limit our experience, our exposure to. It is likely that I've limited my exposure, my pursuit of the real edges of my capacity when it comes to fitness, in part because I'm not always sure where I'm at and not always sure of a very specific place that I'm trying to go. Right? And that could in part be due to a fear of failure, which is not what I intended to share when I began this conversation, when I hit record today. But if I'm being honest, that might be where it is, because in that negative feedback, in that feedback that says that no, you didn't do this thing, yes, you have failed, somewhere in my makeup around some topics, I have seen that as you are a failure. Not you failed, but you are a failure. Which begs the question, if maybe the real thing that we're scared of, right, is what happens if we succeed? Who do we become if we succeed at that thing? Because the reality is that the entire world has changed if we evolve into the next version of ourselves. Because it's easy and it's comfortable to stay in the same spot. But if we become honest and we explore these edges and we get uncomfortable and we create some vulnerability where we expose these weaknesses, and then we put in the work, the deliberate practice, and maybe even make some progress, what does that mean? Why are we comfortable in situations where we're failing? Is it more comfortable to say, I can't do this yet, therefore I'm a failure, and I can exist in that space? Or is it more appropriate, or is it not more appropriate, but are we scared of, this is where I'm at, this is where I'd like to go, and I'm marking progress, I'm in the process of evolving towards this thing that scares me, who do I become? All right, baby's awake. This will be a nice short episode. Have a great day, folks.